Hare Krishna. So Krishna has made it very clear that people who have lived their life very piously, whose sinful reactions are eradicated, they are the ones who practice bhakti in a very determined way. Now, Krishna is going to talk about another category of people who take shelter of Krishna in certain conditions. So let's see that in shloka number 29.
जरा मरण मोक्षाय माम आश्रित्य यतन्तिये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुः कृत्स्नम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम्.
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट जरा मरण मोक्षाय माम आश्रित्य यतन्तिये. So there are a class of people who are endeavoring for what? Who are endeavoring to get liberated from jara marana mokshaya. They are endeavoring for moksha from what? From old age and death. Jara and marana. And so what do? Mam ashritya yatantiye. They take refuge. They take refuge in Krishna by practicing devotional service. Te brahma. They are actually brahman. They are actually spiritual. Why? Because tad viduhu kritsnam adhyatmam karma cha akhilam. Because they entirely know kritsnam, entire vidu kritsnam, they entirely know everything akhilam about adhyatmam karma. They know everything about the transcendental activities. So this is another very nice shloka which talks about those people who are endeavoring to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. So here it is given that birth, death, old age and diseases affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. There is no birth, death, old age and disease for the spiritual body. So one who attains a spiritual body becomes one of the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in the eternal devotional service is really liberated. So there are two things here to understand. Our current situation and the situation after we attain Krishna. So our current situation is what? Our current situation is, we are there in this material body. This body or papa sharira or the sharira full of yatana, that is misery. So this body is made up of matter. And this body is subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. So this body takes birth, then it grows, produces some byproducts, dwindles after some time, and finally vanquishes. After death, that's what happens to the body. But then, for a person who is practicing bhakti very nicely, who attains Krishna at the end of his life, who goes back home back to Godhead, to Krishna Loka, to serve Krishna, such a person actually attains a spiritual body. So no more that body will be made up of the Pancha Mahabhuta, but that body will be completely spiritual like that of Krishna. So, such a body will never be subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. So this world, this material world is called as Kuntha. Kuntha means a place of misery filled with birth, death, old age and disease. And that place, spiritual world is called as Vaikuntha. Vai means not, no miseries. So no miseries there when it comes to birth, death, old age and disease. So in this way we understand that anyone who attains the spiritual world, that person will not be subjected to all these miseries, all these problems. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service, as described in this verse. The pure devotees are transcendently situated on the Brahman platform and they know everything about transcendental activities. So when it comes to practicing devotional service, it is practiced on the platform of transcendence or spiritual platform. And at that platform, we can actually understand what are the different spiritual activities or transcendental activities. Because only at the spiritual platform we can understand spiritual activities. So being at the very, very low level of material platform, we can never understand what are these spiritual activities all about. What is that bliss that is there in these spiritual activities? Very difficult to understand. For a person who is completely engrossed in material activities, we go and tell him that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this is the bliss that the person will get, or will be able to break the cycle of birth and death, go to Krishna Loka, serve Him. He'll say, okay, all that is okay, let me enjoy now. Why? Because he's in a very, very low platform, wherein he's engrossed in doing material activities, material sense gratification to the core. Such a person from that low level cannot understand the platform of transcendence. So, these personalities who are endeavoring for this higher goal, they are the ones who actually are on the spiritual platform, and they can understand the transcendental activities. So here it is given that there are four kinds of impure devotees who engage themselves in transcendental service of the Lord, achieve the respective goals, and by the grace of Supreme Lord, when they are fully Krishna conscious, they actually enjoy spiritual association with the Supreme Lord. So, four categories. Which are the four categories? Three we have already seen. Artho, the ones who are distressed in their material life. Artho. Jigyasu, the ones who are inquisitive to know various spiritual aspects. And Artharthi, the ones who want some material gain in life. So, these three people actually come to Krishna, they surrender, they do devotional service. But they have a material motive, you know, they want something for themselves. And in this particular verse, we have the fourth category that is described. What is that fourth category? This person wants to get rid of material misery. He wants to break the cycle of birth and death, but the mood is not to go to Krishna and serve Him. But the mood is, I want to get rid of the misery of this world, enough. So such person is also categorized in impure devotee. So it's good, devotee. So this word impure is added because the desire of the person is not completely spiritual. But then, when someone practices devotional service with any desire, what happens? We start associating with Krishna. So when we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, what happens? We are directly associating with Krishna. So when we are associating with Krishna, who is Pavitra, who is all pure, what will happen? Even we will become all pure. Our desires will get purified. And there will be a time, a person might have come for n number of reasons to Krishna, but there will be a time when he will be completely purified, and this desire will become completely purified. Now he has only one desire, that I want to go home back to Godhead to serve Krishna. So this is the desire that the devotee will get. So that's what is given here. And then it is said, but those who are worshippers of demigods never reach the Supreme Lord in His Supreme Planet. So we have already discussed. Worshipper of demigods will go to the demigods. But worshipper of Krishna will only go to the planet of Krishna. Even the less intelligent Brahman realized persons cannot reach the Supreme Planet of Krishna known as Goloka Vrindavan. So max to max, this impersonalist will just hang around. Not hang around also, will get stuck in Brahma Jyoti. This is the max to max destination that these people will get. Only persons who perform activities in Krishna consciousness, mam ashritya, this is the word that is used here, are actually entitled to be called Brahman because they are actually endeavoring to reach the Krishna planet. Such persons have no misgivings about Krishna and thus they are factually Brahman. So here Brahman means spiritual. Brahman, we are not talking about Brahmana. Brahmana is different. So Brahmana is the one who is in the category of the four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. We are not talking about that. We are talking about a Brahman. Brahman basically means spiritual. Who is a person who is completely spiritual? Who can be called as a devotee? Who is aspiring to serve Krishna? Who is doing devotional service to please Krishna? Such a person is called as a devotee. So that's what is given here. Such a person can only be called as a true devotee or Brahman. And finally, here it is said that those who are engaged in worshipping the form or archa, that is deity worship, or who are engaged in meditation on the Lord simply for liberation from material bondage, also know by the grace of Lord the purports of Brahman, Adi Bhuta, etc., as explained by the Lord in the next chapter. So Krishna will be elaborating on these terms. What is Brahman? What is Adi Bhuta? So here we have just discussed superficially. There we'll go in great detail in chapter number 8 that we're going to start very soon. So here, anyone who is associating with Krishna in any ways, be it doing deity worship, worshipping the form of the Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord, meditating on the pastimes of the Lord, reading about His various glories, chanting His various glories, and associating with the Lord by going to the pastime places of the Lord, by any means, if you are associating with the Lord, we will surely get purified. That is the potency or the power of the process of bhakti. Any anga of bhakti we choose, we do it, we'll get purified. But then we have to do those angas of bhakti which have been instructed to us by our spiritual master. So here in our sampradaya, it's very clear. Shravanam kirtanam. This is what is given the topmost importance. We have to hear about the Lord. We have to chant the glories of the Lord. And just by doing this, we will progress very, very fast in Krishna consciousness. So here in this particular shloka, Krishna has made it very clear that they have the desire to get rid of this cycle of birth and death, but still, they will at certain point of time attain pure devotional service. And now, in the next shloka, that is the last shloka of this particular chapter, Krishna is going to talk about those people, or who are the people who will actually know me and remember me at the time of death. A very important shloka. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.